Speaking of the budgets, you know, a few years ago we had a downturn, a few sessions ago, and legislators under Republican leadership led by example, they really did. One of the things they did, everybody was taking cuts, they cut their office staffs pretty severely. They cut back on the number of folks and the amount they can pay them. And for some of them in these big rural districts, it was really tough because, you know, you got to realize some state reps, their district's a few damn blocks, basically, in these urban areas, most of them. But then you got other people covering large areas, and they could no longer afford to have enough staff in the district to really cover that well. So they led by example. Well, you know what? There's another place they can lead by example in. There's a conservative legislative priority item that certainly needs attention, but it's not going to get it, and it's not going to get dealt with by legislators for the very reason it doesn't have your attention, the attention of the voters. And lawmakers have no incentive to make changes here, but maybe we ought to force them into it. I'm referring to pensions provided to Texas legislators. Tony McDonald, writing at the Scorecard, laid out the numbers for us. Texas legislators often talk about their extraordinarily low salary, just $600 a month. And though they also receive more than $25,000 in additional per diem allowances, of course, that's reimbursement stuff, the real hidden prize is the legislative pension. Based on the salary, not of their salary, like a normal pension. Oh, no, no, no. It's based on the salary of a state district judge, currently set at $140,000 a year. Lawmakers are allowed to vest in a pension after just 8 years in office. A tenure of 12 years in office allows the lawmaker to begin receiving pension payments, even if he's still fully employed, a wealthy guy, whatever, at the ripe old age of, what do you think it is? 65, 70, 75, 60, 50. The longer the lawmaker serves in office, the more of a district judge's salary they get. How many of them bother to explain to you when talking about being part-time lawmakers with a paltry, almost non-existent salary, the facts of their rather lavish taxpayer-provided pension should they notch just 3 re-election victories? Oh, and then you get the ones that serve an unexpired term. Get in on that, then that knocks off one. They could get qualified for the pension in just 2 re-elects. The first step in reforming legislative pensions is to decouple the pension amount from district judge salaries. Lawmakers should not be allowed to increase their own pensions by hiding behind the need for a judicial pay raise, Empower Texans suggests. Ultimately, the group argues legislative pensions should be abolished, as the system provides a big financial incentive for legislators to stay in office longer than is best. And I want you to know, I have personally discussed with legislators over the years, several office holders, and for those of you who think I'm just talking about some past people in Lubbock, no, I've talked to people from other parts of the state who told me they were running for re-election because of this pension deal. Getting a little older in life, they thought, well, hell, if I get re-elected one or two or three more times, you know, a couple more times, I get a hell of a lot of money. It is a terrible incentive. Now, I'll differ a little from Empower Texans and say it possibly is good public policy to pay lawmakers a pension due to the sacrifices some of them make to serve. Because, yes, I know firsthand some of them really do make real sacrifices. Of course, I guess they can just not run and let somebody else do it. There's always people willing to run. That's an option. But possibly it could be good policy. However, at minimum, such should be a standalone program, not hidden behind judicial salaries. Lawmakers should have to go on record setting their own pensions, all the terms of the pension. So we know what it is, so people understand it, so it can be used in re-election campaigns. So we know what the vote is. Well, Robert, I wouldn't have any. Exactly. We're going to have a tight budget. They're going to tell everybody we got to tighten our belt. They're going to say, yeah, we're probably going to cut our own our budget again by 1.5% like everybody else. I bet they do. That's good leadership by example. But what never gets mentioned is that little old secret pension out there that most people I know, including big-time businessmen and community leaders, don't realize these guys vest in a pension in 4 terms. They don't realize that they vest in a pension that's not based on their earnings as a state legislator, but as the salary of a state district judge. And if they just serve 6 terms, which a lot of these state reps do, have you ever wondered how come they stay in for that many number of years so often? Then they get the full pension of a state. You know, they can get the pension starting at 50 years of age. Now, most people now are going to live another 30, 40 years. That's a real cost to the state taxpayers. So if you guys want to lead by example and really be able to tell those educrats and everybody else to take a hike, why don't you start by reforming your own little insider deal pension program you have going on down there in Austin?